Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our last session of the calendar year. So we're having a little break today. So we've got we'll be trading the US and the European and the US trading sessions today, and then we'll be packing up, of course, for the Christmas period. So we'll break down exactly what we expect of the next, perhaps best part of 2 weeks with very limited news. The markets have had such a rampant, euphoric trading year. We do question how much more volatility might be in these markets. It's a bit of a tough one, but you just want to be mindful of the dangers of trading these kind of markets. So let's go and explain in a little bit more detail. Let's get into it. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade, hopefully, to a successful outcome? That's not always possible, of course. Friday, we had a particularly quite a choppy trading day. To close out the week, and trade psychology are all very important features. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well as we go. So let's start with a review then of potential market moving news. So I suppose a couple of interesting aspects to the news flow. And it's just really to show how limited the news flow is between now and pretty much week beginning the 6th of January, which is really why we're taking most of that time off. So packing up today, the 23rd, tomorrow is obviously New Year's Eve. You've got all the bank holidays as well over the Christmas period. Very quiet market conditions. Again, going into early January. You're looking for sort of high impact news events, and you've got Chinese manufacturing. Again, you've got a series of bank holidays on the 1st and 2nd. Now, then we start to get the news flow moving again with unemployment claims and ISM manufacturing. So that might provide a little bit of volatility, but these are very minor, sort of lower level economic indicators. And then on Friday, we don't really have anything of any note. So really, the markets begin to revert back to, I suppose, normality, if that's what you could call it. There's still an Italian bank holiday on that Monday the 6th. But then the first week back is really more about jobs, and we're going to get job opening numbers, ADP, unemployment claims, and the big one, non-farm payroll. So the whole week will be geared around that particular news event. So the problem we have with Christmas markets is volatility is generally lower and there is fewer participants. So that means the market is a little bit more open to manipulation. There's nothing wrong with taking a trade, but perhaps in terms of frequency, how many trades, perhaps start to reduce that down, take one or two individual opportunities. If you get a good opportunity to get in, you might consider trading less, you know, lower size. Just because what we often find around sort of quieter periods is that, first of all, prices can prove quite choppy. But because you don't have the whole weight of the markets, market makers can push prices around to suit their own needs. And this is where we often discuss things like stop loss chasing and things like that. So just be mindful of that particular background. A couple of things to just take note of. The 10-year Treasury note in the US, we've now breached, you know, 4.5, which was roughly the high of previous highs. And this all really feeds into the risks that are underpinning these markets. Although equity markets are rallying to all-time highs, we had a bit of a pullback last week, of course, but We're generally at the upper end of a massive trend. And this is a real risk that's ticking away in the background. So at what point will these markets price in these risks? And what we're talking about is inflation potentially re-emerging, Donald Trump, the kingmaker or the kingslayer, is it, coming into power, who's having a massive influence on geopolitical developments globally, and he's not even in power yet. So it's going to be a fascinating dynamic, and we'll see how all this plays out. A lot of people are saying, you know, Trump won't really execute what he said. You know, he'll use things like tariffs as a little stick to beat people with, if that's the right phrase, or to just negotiate, that he won't really follow through with what he's saying. But we're not so sure, and yet no one can really tell, so we have to wait and see what happens. So very, very tradable opportunities. However, with the difference between higher yields last year and higher yields this year is that the equity markets are now 20, 30, 40% higher. So it's a very, very different dynamic going into 2025. Higher rates for longer causes a problem for not just government and fiscal policy, their ability to bring in revenue and to spend. It's also about the debt refinancing. So there's going to be a lot of maturing government debt over 2025, 26, 27, 28, I think. And they really need these rates back down to 2% ideally or below. And that looks like it's a little bit off now. Things have changed over the last 2 or 3 months, so it's important to be mindful of that. So just keep an eye on the 10-year. I mean, you can have a look at the 2-year as well, which is looking a little bit more elevated. This is the Fed. This is what the markets perceive the Fed to be at in 2 years' time. And we're looking at 4.3 in terms of interest rates. We're currently at 4.5. So there's not much room there, which is really why the number of rate cuts have gone from 4 next year now down to 2. And there's a bit of a question mark over that. So higher rates for longer is the take home really going into next year. So what does it mean for these markets? Well, we still have a downside bias. You can see the downward momentum for the dollar, and we have that supported by the equity market. So we just had a bit of a wild rally on Friday. It was looking like the wheels were going to come off just a little bit, and we're going to get an explosive move higher. Since then, we've begun to roll back over to the downside. Now, our bias is still lower, so we can still look at some dollar strength and see if we get prices moving back down to these lows. Yeah, gold is a bit of a different one. You could apply the same logic to most of the dollar pairs. If there's an opportunity to trade the dollar, you could certainly look at it. We had a double top, and then we had this break to the downside on Wednesday off the back of the FOMC, and you see the volatility across the board, which was pretty huge. But you can now also see that with the S&P, for example, we've retraced now 50% of that move. So this is the buy the dip buyers coming in, which got smashed on Thursday and Friday. And now they're coming back to the four again. And you're seeing a bit of an upside rally. So a bit of a question mark over gold. But our bias is still to the downside for markets like crude oil. That drill, baby, drill seems to prevail. And we were able to book in profit on the German DAX down at these lows. Prices rallied into that support level very significantly. Let me just shorten that a little bit more. So the monthly high was a sell trade below the 2250. And it was a rally just above the 19750. So the trade role, you know, played out very, very well. Now, the move we saw on Wednesday, you would think this had been building over the course of the day. Actually, it was a pretty knee-jerk reaction from the markets in the space of sort of two and a half hours. We saw prices, which were looking really quite bullish, just sell off very, very aggressively. in a very, very short period of time. So the volatility is there to be seen. Now, it looks like price action short term, we could be, you know, bouncing off these kind of highs. So US indices, we may get a little bit of a rally. We also may get this rally in markets like the dollar. So, and that might prevail really between now and year end with crude oil hopefully rolling back over to the downside. It's not looking particularly hopeful right now. So euro dollar, we could look at a sell below the 104.11. There's an opportunity in there. We do have quite tight stop losses. So out of all of these trades, we're still in the crude oil, so we're going to give that a little bit more time. So the euro dollar, just make note of this. The euro dollar to the downside. The price is actually these current levels, 104.11. And the pound dollar is the 2554. So we'll do our little trade plan for the day, and then we've got a bit of a view over the Christmas period that we're really talking about lower volume driven markets. So strong risk off market condition, I think, has completely pivoted over the course of Friday. So we have this mixed market dynamic now. Now the euro dollar, we can still look to sell below the 104.11, I think it was. 104.11. We've got the pound dollar looking to sell below 125.54. So the S&P, so that trade has changed pretty much, and we still expect our weakness in crude oil. I'm not sure there's a price. Is there a price that we could look at? Yeah, 69.31 maybe. So 69.30. Okay. Right. So apart from that, lower volume. Let's bring that up on screen. So that can be our focus. Whoops. I'll come back to that in just a second. So just a little note here at the bottom. Keep options open as we approach year end. Expect lower Okay, so keep options open as we approach year end. Expect lower than normal volume in these markets over the Christmas period. And that really revolves around your exposure to these markets, perhaps less capital per trade, fewer trades than normal. If you get a good opportunity and you get a decent setup like the euro dollar, if it continues to roll back below that 104 level, then that suggests it could be a decent opportunity. Okay, let's post that then into the chat box for you, and you can take that away. Thanks very much for joining us. That's a bit of a breakdown of these markets. You could probably extend out over the next couple of weeks, and a couple of things to just keep an eye out for. But getting a little bit more limited now, and just be mindful of that. These market makers, you know, moving prices, a bit more manipulation, a bit of stop loss chasing, things like that. And you don't have the normal market dynamics to kind of offset some of those behaviors. So just be mindful of that. On that note, listen, we want to, I suppose, just briefly talk about this higher rate for longer narrative, which is really what's driving our dollar strength trade. It's the risk off dynamic playing out. We do expect that to be perhaps weaker for indices at some point. Of course, we saw a 2-3 hour sell-off, a very significant sell-off on Wednesday. We think there's probably a little bit more downside at some point. We're going to probably need yet another catalyst for that. It could be job numbers, perhaps. But and don't forget, when the Fed are actually then forced into cutting rates because of unemployment, it would mean that the market is getting weaker, and that would have a knock-on effect as well. So we've got to watch that dynamic very, very carefully. But it's the dollar strength trade. It's the US bond yields that are rallying, which is giving us a decent signal for the dollar. And there's no reason why that dynamic hasn't shifted, and there's no reason why it really would shift. So that's why we're still really quite bullish the US dollar. And we're still waiting patiently for the oil markets to roll back over to the downside. So let's see if we get a move between now and year end. All right. So look, on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. If there's any questions at all, do feel free to post them. But on that note, we'll switch rooms to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. So if you can join us for that, you're very welcome to. I'm going to do a little bit of a review really over the next between now and year end and going into 2025. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. If not, we do wish you a lovely Christmas. Thank you very much for joining us live in 2024. I mean, what an eventful year. I'm sure with Trump coming into power, we're going to get an equally eventful year, perhaps for very, very different reasons. So on that note, have a lovely Christmas. We look forward to seeing you all again in 2025. So for everyone here, take care. Merry Christmas. Have a good one. And we'll see you. We're back actually Monday, January the 6th is our first session. So feel free to join us for that, and we'll see you then. Thanks so much as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. All the best now. Bye-bye.